So I'm the reason. My 16-year-old daughter is pregnant. And the father is her own father. My husband. Now, before you start judging me, let me explain how this happened. And you'll see that everyone involved is a willing participant. And I would even go as far to say that my daughter was the instigator. But it all started with things that I was noticing, behaviors from my daughter. I would say that she has always been a daddy's girl since she was in elementary school. Her and her father, they just have that special bond that only fathers and daughters share. And I would say that when she hit her teen years, I noticed she would look at her father in an interesting way. Like we would all be together as a family, and I would catch her staring at her dad. I mean, like really looking at him. Sometimes I thought she was even checking him out. I would watch her blush as she watched her father sit there and watch TV. Or if he's, you know, sitting at the dinner table telling us a story. I knew what I was seeing because I was a young girl at one point too. There's a certain look that girls get, especially young girls. That schoolgirl crush look. But I just kind of shook it off and thought, I don't know, it was her being a daddy's girl. I didn't think too much about it. I thought it was cute. But then I started noticing that my daughter would dress differently when her father was home. And I caught her changing clothes. My husband works weird hours sometimes where he has to be out of town for a couple days or, you know, he might go out and go golfing, whatever. There's times when he's not home. And my 16-year-old daughter would often just kind of wear bummy clothes at home, you know, like we all do, something comfortable, a baggy t-shirt, sweatpants, you know, dressing to not impress. And the first time I noticed this, her father had come home early. And I saw her run straight back to her room for a while. And she came back out wearing short shorts, the kind of shorts she wears to volleyball practice and her games. You know, the shorts. They're like tights practically and barely cover her little ass. And then wearing a midriff top, no bra. And that's when I knew something fishy was going on. And I just kind of took the role of paying attention. I noticed that pattern was happening. If it was just me and her at home, she was dressed comfortably. Anytime her father was home, she was wearing revealing clothing. Nothing too crazy, nothing that would get her in trouble or anything. But definitely made clothing choices that were interesting. Like she was trying to get her father's attention. I even watched her do certain things in front of her dad that really just kind of made me chuckle. Like she would come into the living room and do stretches, yoga poses. It seemed innocent, but from my perspective, from all the things that I was seeing, I knew exactly what she was doing. And let me say, I'm not coming from a place of jealousy or any kind of negative feeling. I found it intriguing. I found it kind of hot. I liked watching my daughter try to coyly seduce her father into looking at her. And I don't know what I thought my daughter wanted, but at that point, I just thought maybe she wanted attention. I mean, even at 18 years old, I was dumb, so dumb. You have no clue what's going on. So I didn't give her any more than that. I figured, I don't know what I thought she was doing, but I didn't think anything out of the ordinary was happening, is my point. But then I found something. I didn't go looking for it. Well, let me say I shouldn't have done this, but it was right there in front of my eyes. And I'm sure plenty of parents have broken some kind of layer of privacy with their children. I mean, we are the ones in charge. We have to protect our children. And one day when I was in her room and she was at school, I was tidying up, putting her things away, and I noticed a diary. I had no idea that my daughter had a diary. And I looked at it for a while and I thought, I shouldn't look inside of it. I shouldn't do anything with it. That's her privacy. But I couldn't help it. A part of me just wanted to, in a fucked up way, be protective over her, make sure she was okay, that, you know, no one was bullying her at school or that she wasn't having boy problems. And let me say, up to this point, we had never even heard of or seen a boyfriend, and she's 16 years old. Most girls her age have boyfriends, and my daughter, she is drop dead gorgeous. I mean, it's incredible. Sometimes I look at my daughter and I think, I've never seen a young woman so beautiful. She's got this dirty blonde hair, long and wavy. Her face, it's a face of a model. I mean, my daughter has this face that, like a work of art, flawless. She's got these big brown doe eyes, these full lips. I mean, constantly, I'm so jealous of the youth that girl has. And she's developed quite nicely. She's very athletic, so she's got a perfect body. She's got tits like mine. They've never been too big, but, you know, a good B cup. She's got, you know, just toned muscles, curves. She's got, you know, lack of better words, a very sexy body. And I'm not saying that to be pervy or whatever, but I'm just saying my daughter is, she's the perfect daughter, always has been. So when I saw that diary and I thought about the lack of drama we've had to deal with her, no boyfriends, no nothing, I thought, let me just make sure that everything's okay with her. I know it sounds like I'm making excuses, and I am. I shouldn't have looked at her diary, but what I found in there brought back the whole ordeal with the way she acted with her father. There were a couple entries about him, and I'll read just one. Just one entry that really It was quite intriguing. So here it is. She wrote this just a few months ago. So she was 16 years old when she wrote it. Dear Diary, I know it's so wrong, but I'm so in love with my daddy. It just feels like the most natural thing to be in love with my daddy. I think he is so handsome. My dad is hot. And I want nothing more than to kiss my dad on the lips, to give my father my virginity. And these feelings are growing so strong. I don't know what to do with them. And it's not like I can talk to anyone about it. Incest is wrong, and from what I read, super gross. But I can't help the way I feel about my daddy. I want to be his extra, extra good girl. I often think what daddy would think of my naked body. I think about what he looks like naked, what his thing looks like. I've never thought of any other male this way. I've never had a crush on anyone except my own father. I'm so fucked up. I really need to stop, but I can't. I love my daddy. So as you can see, I was taken aback. And not in a way where I was angry with her. I, again, was highly aroused. I've never thought or been into the whole daddy thing. If you would have asked me what I thought about incest before all of this, I would have told you I thought it was disgusting. So I don't know what it was. I think it's just thinking about my daughter, my little girl, and then with the love of my life, my husband, her father, and just thinking about what it would look like seeing them make love to each other. It kind of drove me crazy, but not enough to say something to my husband, because I just assumed he would think it was gross. And I mean, obviously it's illegal. So I don't know. I just kept it to myself, kept it in fantasy land, if you will. But then another thing happened, something even more shocking. The other night, I had left my daughter home alone, which isn't anything weird, you know, because she's 16 years old. But her father was out of town. I had to run several errands, and I actually ended up coming home early because I had left my credit card on my desk in my room. Well, my daughter must have not heard me, because I walked down the hallway and I heard some noises. I looked in her room and there she was, completely naked, masturbating. She was humping her pillow. I mean, I did the same when I was her age, but she was holding a picture of her father in her hand. And then on top of that, she had a shirt of his, and she was sniffing his shirt, looking at the picture, grinding her sexy little ass against that pillow. And I'm not going to lie, I stood there and watched. let me not lie anymore. I stood there, looking around the corner, rubbing myself, watching my daughter masturbate to obviously her father, sniffing his shirt and looking at his picture, and I watched her come, and I came with her. I came imagining my husband underneath her, her own father, having incestuous sex. And then on top of this occasion, I went snooping through her room. I know, but I did. No excuse there. I went onto her laptop and I looked in her internet history. And my daughter, for months, has months and months of DDLG porn on her computer. I had to look up what that was. I didn't know. Dad-daughter porn. And not child porn. It was grown adult woman pretending to be a man's daughter. Or grown adult woman just talking to the camera about, you know, dad-daughter stuff. I couldn't believe it. I mean, all the evidence was there and that my daughter was obsessed with the thought of having sex with her father. She was masturbating to him. She was watching porn. She was trying to seduce him. And that's when I put a plan into motion. I had to be a good mom and a good wife and make this connection happen for them. She needed it. And I wanted my husband to have it. In my mind, I feel like he deserves to fuck his daughter. She wants it. She obviously needs it. I'm confident enough in my marriage and who I am to give my husband his own daughter. Like, I wanted him to feel her tight 16-year-old pussy. I wanted her to have her father's wonderful cock because my husband, no complaints there. And more than anything, I wanted to watch. I wanted to be the producer of this incestuous sex scene. I wanted to watch it unfold in front of me. I wanted to watch the moment my husband, my daughter's father, pumped his load deep inside of her cunt. I wanted to be there. I want to watch every single second of it. And so I put the plan in action with my daughter, though, not my husband. He was going to need a sneak attack, if you will. And tonight is the night. I've primed my daughter. I've given her advice. I've given her my blessing. And of course, told her that I'll be there every step of the way, encouraging her and encouraging Daddy. And I have one extra plan that I haven't even told my daughter about. But it's going to happen. I can't wait for it to happen. Honey, I know you just took a shower and you're getting all settled into bed, but me and Katie wanted to talk to you about something. Yeah, everything's okay. It's actually something good. So, you know, Katie, she gets a little shy sometimes. So I told her that I would help her admit something to you. And you love Katie, don't you, Daddy? Yeah, she's your special girl. And she loves you. There's no denying the love between you two. Now for Katie, her love runs so deep for you that she actually has had a crush on you for a while. And I've talked to her about it. And while, you know, we talked about how incest is wrong, you know, something that people look down on, even illegal, I think that in our situation, though, I think it's something that we can explore together, the three of us. And now, Katie is a virgin. She has, she told me that she hasn't really had any boyfriends because she's been so in love with you, her father. And honey, I just think it makes the most sense that you, her father that loves her, takes her virginity. And I give you both my blessing. I mean, this is all my idea, honey. She was going to keep all of this a secret and just, you know, ignore it. But I thought, why not take advantage of the special love that you have? And I know you think that Katie is just drop dead gorgeous. I mean, look at her. Look at your daughter. Look at that innocence, Daddy. Doesn't it make sense that you make love to her and take her special gift, her virginity, her own father, and she wants it? I mean, I would go as far to say as she needs it. Now, before you object, because I can tell you're uncomfortable, I just want to remind you that it would probably be very bad for Katie if you were to reject her, because she loves you she loves you more than any man or boy on this planet. And so if you were to tell her no, I'm afraid what that will do to her, honey. Come on, look at her. Look at her. Come here, Katie. Lay down on my side of the bed. That's my good girl. Look, let's just take it slow. Hush, honey, it's fine. Look, let me lift up her shirt. There we go. Look, Daddy. She wants you to see her like this. No bra, just in her little shorts. Her young, supple skin. Isn't she gorgeous, baby? I mean, look at her breast. Look how firm they are. Come on, Daddy. Touch her. Lean down, kiss your daughter, and then grope her breast. Show her how a man that loves her and wants to touch her. She's been yearning for your hands, Daddy. She's been wanting you to touch her in such sensitive places. And I, look at me, I want to see you kiss her. I want to watch you make out with our daughter. And there you go. I'll help you down. Kiss her, Daddy. Kiss Katie. her first kiss from her father's mouth. God, it's so gorgeous. It's so fucking gorgeous watching the two of you. Come here, Daddy. Let me get your hand. Don't be shy. Grab those supple, tainted. Feel them. Oh, I bet they're so firm, so soft. Feel your daughter's nipples hardening in your fingers. God, you guys look so fucking sexy. I can hardly handle it. It just looks so natural. Yes, Daddy. And Katie, you're making your father hard. I'm touching your father's cock right now, and he's rock hard for you. And I told you he would be. That's all for you, baby. That's all for you. All those times you showed off your body in front of your daddy, he was paying attention. He was looking at you, probably secretly lusting after you. But he thought this was forbidden, but it's not. Not when it's the three of us, not when all three of us want it. Let me see your hand, Katie. I want to help you touch your father's cock for the first time. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Daddy, you lay down. Let's let her have the first look at her father's cock. There we go. Look at it, Katie. Look how hard he is for you. And I know it looks kind of scary and intimidating, but it's going to feel so good. Here, wrap your hands around it. Touch it. That's a good girl. It's so veiny, isn't it? And it's going to feel so good stretching you. Taking your little hole, filling it up. It's gonna feel so amazing. Look at that. Look. Daddy's leaking already for you. He really wants you. He does. Now, Katie, you get back on your back, because I'm gonna have your father fuck you. Missionary style. I want both of you to look each other in the eyes while you make love, while you commit incest sex. Now pull down your shorts. Reveal that body to your father. You ready to see your 16-year-old daughter's pussy? Is it going to be kind of fuzzy? Like peach fuzz? Or is it going to be bare? Oh my God, look at her. Look at her. Spread those legs, Daddy. Spread them. Spread your daughter's pussy. So gorgeous. Look at it. So tight. Those puffy little lips. Yes, look, baby daddy can't get his eyes off of you. There we go. Put your cock right there. Don't worry, sweetie, I'm going to make sure he goes real slow. I know you're nervous. It's okay. It's totally okay. Your daddy's going to be nice and gentle. Rub that cock head against her pussy, baby. Your daughter's flesh. Your daughter's pussy. spread it open with that cockhead, that fat dick of yours. Your daddy dick. Holy shit, she's so wet for you, daddy. Because I'm telling you, she's wanted this for so long. Yeah, I mean, if you went in her room at night and raped her every night, she probably would have loved it. But she wants this. Look, she's wet. I know you can feel that. Pushing deeper. Here he comes, baby. He's pushing in. It's going to feel so good at first. It might hurt just a little, but just breathe. That's a good girl. Take it. Take your father's cock. Yes. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. This is so fucking hot. Witnessing incest sex. A father and a daughter. Oh, my God. And you're fucking her bear. Keep going, baby. Keep going. Yes, I love both of you so much. This is the hottest thing I've ever seen. That's a good girl. Yes. Breathe. You can moan out. You can moan out. Daddy probably likes that. You hear daddy breathing hard? That's because you are so fucking tight, I can tell. And daddy's stretching you out. And soon, he's going to fill up your whole entire pussy. And it's going to feel so amazing. Here, I'll rub your little clit. And that'll help you stretch a little bit sooner. Yeah, so make you feel even better. That's a good girl. You like that, daddy? Yeah. You like me offering our daughter to you like this? Yes, your two favorite females, your two family members, making sure that your daddy dick gets deep inside. Yes, go deeper. Yes, deeper. I think I can make her come. Yeah, you want to make our daughter come on your cock? You want to feel your 16-year-old daughter spasm underneath you, convulsing from daddy's cock and mommy's hand, rubbing her little clit. Is she getting even creamier for you, daddy? Yeah. I hope you've thought about fucking our daughter. I hope you have. That'd be so hot to me. Yes. God damn. You like that, baby? You like feeling daddy deep inside of you? Your own father. Yes. Penetrating you. Thrusting into you. Hitting the back of your tight pussy. Yeah, taking your virginity. Now you're daddy's little girl forever. Yeah, daddy's little fuck toy. Is that what you want? Yeah, you want to be daddy's little sexy toy? Yes, you do. Oh, my God. I think she's going to come. Keep going, daddy. Go a little bit harder. She likes it. Look at her. Yes, you like that, don't you? Ask daddy to fuck you harder. Ask him. Yes, beg him. Yes, always use your manners. Please, daddy, fuck me harder. Tell him. That's a good girl. Yes, he'll give it to you harder, won't you, daddy? Give it to her. Come on, daddy. Let's make her come. Yes, she's so close. You're gonna come too? You're gonna come too, daddy? I'm gonna make sure you come deep inside of her. Yes, deep inside of that fertile cunt of hers. Yes, you're gonna push your incest sperm deep inside our daughter's pussy. Yes, no condom. Yeah, give it to her, daddy. Breed our daughter. I want you to breathe her. Yeah, I didn't want to tell you guys this, but I want you to knock her up, our daughter. I want her to be pregnant with daddy's baby. Yes, knock her up, baby. Here she's coming. She's coming. Perfect time to flood that womb. Flood that teen pussy, daddy. Yes, give her that incest sperm deep inside of her. Yes, daddy, give it to her. Yeah. Spray that load in there. Yeah. Make our daughter pregnant. Yeah, you're going to fertilize your own daughter's eggs. Give her a fucking baby. Oh, my God. Yes, baby. Yes, you guys are coming together. Yes. A daughter and a father coming together. Oh, daddy breeding his little girl. Yes, you can watch her body grow with your incest sperm in there. Oh, my God. Yes, that was so hot. Oh, my gosh, baby, you did it. I told you it would be so good. Wasn't it so perfect? Mm-hmm. And baby, yes, you just stay there and soften inside your daughter's pussy. Yes, her cream-filled pussy. Hold Katie. Hold her nice and tight, daddy. Yes, baby. Yes, I did talk about getting you pregnant. And it's okay if you get pregnant. We'll deal with it. But right now, I want daddy's cum just settling so deeply inside of you, marinating in that fertile womb. Yes, just stay right there. Yeah, there you go, daddy. Kiss your daughter. And I hope that you get hard again for her very, very quickly. You think you can do that, sweetie? I mean, it's Friday night. Why don't we just stay up all night catching up on all the incest sex that you two should have been having? And maybe mommy will get one of her vibrators out and come with you guys. I just want to watch both of you. All right, I'm going to go get some water for us all. Y'all just stay right there, okay?